How about that, Seymour? You know, things are going well for Joey Porter and the Dolphins, and they got a lot to say. And as soon as they lose control of the game.
Humble pie down there.
I know you got some extra T-shirts.
Humble pie down there.
You got some extra T-shirts from last year, right?
Yeah, I was talking with a buddy. I was talking with Light just a minute ago. He said he's going to go and have him a porterhouse steak tonight.
Well, I was talking to a player here earlier, and I said, I was talking about the only thing that could have been better is if Matt was beating on Joey Porter. And this player said, no, Channing Crowder talks more than Joey Porter does.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess it was a big win for us, you know, but you hate to see any game kind of get out of hand like it did, you know, late in the ball game. You always want to keep your composure and, go out fighting, but not physically fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, and in a game like this, we were talking about it beforehand. We had to think back maybe 6 years, the last time the Patriots lost a game like this. At this time of year, November, December, you really need to have it to mm-hmm. get into the playoffs. The last time you guys lost a game like that was to the Jets in 2000, your second season in right. the league. So,
yeah, no, I remember that game too.
Do you factor that in at this point of the year when you have a team like you guys with experience and a team like Miami being there has something, that has some weight, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I think we look at it just from the
standpoint. Haven't been there, I should say.
Right. Well, I think we draw confidence from having been in those situations and always practicing in those type moments. But at the same time, you know, each game is different and each situation is different. You have different players, you have different guys, and you have different opponents that you're going against. So, you know, you can only take so much from it, but I just think from a confidence standpoint, we always feel like, you know, anytime we're in a situation like that, we feel like we can get the job done. And we knew we were a better team than what we put out on the field in week three. You know, it was a disappointing, embarrassing loss. But we just wanted to come back and, like you said, just fight to the end. And it was a couple plays in that game that just kind of, you know, shifted the momentum because it was, you know, a bunch of lead changes. And, you know, they hung in there and they fought hard and tough. And, you know, it was in a hostile environment. The crowd was into it. It was loud. And, you know, I think, you know, if you want to be a championship-type football team, you have to be able to win in environments like that.
Talking to Richard Seymour, brought to you by TD Bank North, banking that's faster, easier, and hassle-free. When you guys played these guys on September 21st and you saw the Wildcat for the first time, some guys, and I think you even said to us, you know, you weren't quite sure what you were going to do, how you were going to attack it at that point. When they changed the Wildcat around a little bit for yesterday, did they show you anything that you weren't expecting?
Well, you know, they always have different looks out of the Wildcat, and they can run reverses and different things like that. And it's always going to be something that you're not really expecting. And they have a lot of different plays off of several different formations in it. So I think you can't practice everything that they're going to do. You just have to be as prepared as possible and understand you have to expect the unexpected. And, you know, just from that standpoint, even in the first game, when we went back and looked at film, we just didn't tackle well. We were in the right positions to make plays, but we were kind of undecisive and, you know, just kind of, you know, being passive a little bit when, you know, because it was something that we hadn't seen before and it was new and it was a running back in the backfield and they was throwing different passes off of it. But, you know, I think just from watching film on it, you know, a lot of times you can watch film or in a game you can feel like, man, I'm messing up in this situation or what's kind of going on. And then when you go back and watch film, you're like, man, it wasn't bad as I really thought it was. So, you know, I thought a lot of that came from that first game. It, you know, I always felt like, you know, it's always a couple situations in a game that can kind of change the outcome of games. And I know even just going back to the San Diego game that Sunday night, even though the score didn't show it, but I thought we were it was a few plays in that game that really kind of shift the momentum of the game. And then from a point standpoint, it was kind of out of reach, but just from a physically dominating performance, I feel like we held our own to some degree, you know. So,
you know, on one hand, you have to, you know, be supportive of your teammates and think that they have the ability to do some great things. On the other hand, did you see Matt Castle coming? Because I know I didn't see a guy who had the ability to throw for 400 yards in back-to-back games.
I mean, well, you know, he's one of the reasons why we're where we're at now. I think, you know, he's, like you said, I mean, he's a smart guy that comes in and work hard, and he gets better week in and week out. And you can just see the growth. and maturity in him as a player and his decision-making skills and just presence in the pocket, you know, because he's always been a fast guy. He had always had a great arm, but, you know, he just needed to get game speed, get game film, and that's just with anybody. You know, even, you know, coming off of an injury or coming back another year, you kind of need to get in the rhythm of the game and get in the flow and the speed of the game. And I think just by him seeing guys, he's not taking as many sacks as he used to just because he has a presence and awareness in the pocket and the game speed. So I think, you know, the sky's the limit. And, you know, he definitely needs to keep doing and eating with it. Whatever he's eating and drinking, he needs to keep that going.
Porterhouse.
And I'm not trying to harp on the negative here, but one of the negatives from yesterday was third down defense again.
Right.
And you guys just have had a heck of a time getting off the field on third down. Is there anything you can put your finger on, or is it just – you know, this play just happened to work this way, that sort of thing, because third and long scares me to death right now.
me too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we have to do a better job than, obviously, than what we've done here in the past. I think just from a secondary standpoint, we have to cover guys, and up front, we have to get to the passer. And, you know, that, I mean, that's really the key to getting off the field on third down. And, you know, we hadn't really collectively as a group, I think, you know, we had spurts and moments and times where, you know, things may be okay. But consistently, it hasn't been what we needed to be. And like I said, you know, even though we won that football game, defensively, we gave up way too many points. And, you know, I don't think, you know, you can win – you know, late in the year against a really good playoff caliber football team, we're giving up, you know, I don't know what was the score. I don't even know what how many points we even gave up.
48-28.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so, you know, I think that's just too many, especially in crucial situations. You know, we can't allow, just like in the Jet game, you know, I feel like we could have won that football game. But when we needed to stop them and when we needed to make a play, get off the field, third and 15 again, they get, you know, 16 yards. And then at the end of the Jet game, they drove it right down the field and kicked the field goal. And also at the end of regulation, you know, they scored a touchdown there too. So, you know, we have to do a better job defensively if we want to put ourselves in position to, you know, really be in the hunt at the end of the year.
I know you're a boxing fan, and, mm-hmm. and some of the great boxers look at 12 rounds in stages. Okay, you know, first three rounds, I might feel them out here, unless I can just knock them out. I'll knock them out. But the fifth and eighth.
Unless
fifth,
you got a warm-up fight.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you want to go to rounds.
Exactly.
You want to go to distance.
Yeah, fifth through eighth, I'm going to do this, and then at the end, I'm going to close. How about for a football season? From, you know, November at this point to the end of the year, is there another stage, and how could you articulate what this stage of the season is for you as a player?
Well, you know, I think it's real simple for me. I always feel like your best players have to step up at this time of year. This is for me, this is when football really begins, and the cream has to rise to the top. And that's always been my personality. That's always what I just felt. You know, that's something that's been preached to me ever since I was a young kid. You know, the cream always rises to the top. You know, it don't matter where you are, they'll find a diamond, you know, under a rock. So I just feel like, you know, this is the point in year where you need your best players to play their best games, and you need your good players to be good. So, you know, it is what it is at this point. We gotta make it happen.
And you know, last night I was saying to Dale, you probably didn't hear this, Chris Collinsworth saying on NBC last night, he said, yeah, I probably shouldn't say it, but it's going to be, looks like it's going to be a Jets-Giants Super Bowl. You have no idea at this stage, like what you said.
Right.
You figure out who's good maybe a month from now, but we really don't even know who's legitimate and who's just,
you know who the dark horses are.
Anything.
Yeah, because you look at the Giants last year, I mean, you know, losing the games early in the year, but you know, they started to gel at the right moment, and you know, they just kind of gained steam throughout the playoffs and going into hostile environments and winning football games. And you know, I think in this league, you know, you have to be good on both sides of the front. So you have to have a good defensive line and you have to have a good offensive line. You have to be able to run the football and stop the run. And in playoff games, I mean, that's critical. You know, because if you can't stop the run or you can't run the football effectively, and, you know, you don't have to have, you know, 150 yards rushing, you know, but you have to run the football effectively. And, you know, that it says a lot about a football team because it establishes your toughness. And obviously you have to play good on special teams, but it establishes a lot as far as the way you want to play a game and imposing your personality on another football team.
Every NFL game is pretty rough and tumble, but that one just seemed more physical than most. And I know they were even saying on the telecast it seemed more physical. Did it feel that way to you on the field?
Yeah, it's definitely a physical football game, you know, because that's the way that they play the game.
A lot riding on it.
But I think at the same time, the way the style of play that they have and the style of play that we have, it just matches up that way where, you know, they want to run the football, we want to stop the run, you know, so it just, you know, you have to collide at those areas and, you know, may the best man win. But like I said, they play the game the way the game is supposed to be played. They like to run the football. They got tough, you know, on both sides of the ball as far as their offensive and defensive lines. And, you know, that's something that we pride ourselves on each week is winning the battle up front. And, you know, that's what it's going to take.
And you need somebody from Pittsburgh to say something really dumb. You need somebody from Pittsburgh
say like
to,
last
say,
year,
to
huh?
say something stupid.
Joey doesn't play for him anymore.
No, but who was that defensive
Anthony
back?
Smith.
Anthony Smith. You need somebody to just say something dumb.
You know what? I mean, they don't even have to say anything. I mean, I think just from looking at them from afar, they're, you know, a tough physical football team that, you know, Tomlin always has those guys ready to go. And, you know, they have great players over there. You know, I just, you know, just thinking about a few of their guys on defense over there. I mean, they play the game the way the game is supposed to be played. We have a lot of respect for them.
You know what? When you retire, you know, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, who knows how long.
I won't go that long.
We retire. You know,
I'll tell you that now.
You're going to have – it's going to be like Ali Frazier. When they were contemporaries, they were kind of – you know, Ali would take shots at Frazier. And then when they both stopped fighting, they were pretty close. You're going to be close to, like, some of the Colts and some of the Steelers. And these teams, it just seems every year, Chargers too lately.
Now, I doubt if I'll be close to them. I doubt if we'll ever have dinner together. Yeah.
But isn't it something, though, like, yeah, throughout your career in the championships, some of the villains have been the same. Always the black and gold in there. Mm-hmm. Always the horseshoe in there. Mm-hmm. The lightning bolt. On and on.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's what makes this game special. I think the rivalries, the matchups, you know, because it's something to play games and play at a high level, but when you have a rivalry game, you know, across the league and or a playoff matchup that kind of comes up consistently year in and year out, I think that's what makes this game special. You know, that's what makes it great for the fans to always talk about, well, we're building up for the Patriots in the playoff and the season hadn't even begun yet, you know. So, you know, it's just moments like that, you know, really make me appreciate being in and being able to do something that I truly love to do.
You hate the Chargers, huh? That's right. You just hate the Chargers.
Thanksgiving a big deal in the Seymour household?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But y'all pray for me. I got a lot of family coming up.
Oh, you got a whole house full, huh?
Yeah, a whole house full. It may be maybe six couples.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Six couples coming over to the house with kids.
You'll be in a hotel somewhere.
So wait a minute. Now, are you doing some cooking here, or are you just going?
Well, you know,
hiring somebody?
Well, my wife and her mom, they're definitely going to do a lot of the cooking. But I'm going to, you know, throw in. Actually, me and my father-in-law, we're having a turkey cook-off. So,
competition.
Absolutely.
Who's the judge? Who gets to judge it?
My wife's going to judge.
Oh, okay.
So you know I'm going to win, right?
Right now, she ain't going to go against her dad. So I'm just going to warn you. She loves you like all get out. But, man, you can't go against your dad.
A turkey cook-off,
absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we're going to deep fry it, season it. But, you know, I usually let her season it up for me for the past couple of years. She's been doing the seasoning for me, so. That's been the winning combination.
But you've been watching some cooking shows now, and you feel
you
like you're ready
what?
To go off on your own.
I have been getting into the Paula Deen. Absolutely. I've been watching.
Love Paula Deen.
My wife's a big Paula Deen
fan. Yeah, I do, too. I like it, too.
I like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. And to all the fans out there, happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Richard Seymour joining us, Sports Radio WEEI.